I asked one, a graduate student, Ramesh Agarwal, to take a look at the Walsh transform to see if you multiplied two Walsh transforms together and it took the inverse Walsh transform, what had you done? It wasn't going to be convolution because I knew that it wouldn't implement convolution, but I wasn't sure what it would implement. I knew that it had to implement something linear, and therefore it must be some kind of a time-varying convolution. So I had enough intuition to know that it could be interesting. And so I told Ramesh, look into this because I think we might be able to modify it to do a better form of convolution. Uh-huh. So please look at that. And so he came back a few weeks later, and he said, well, bad news. You can't do that. That there is a unique transform, the Fourier transform, and that's the only one that will support convolution using normal arithmetic. And so we thought about that, and it suddenly dawned on me. He said something key, using normal arithmetic. I said, well, what if we don't use normal arithmetic? What if we use some other arithmetic system? And then that lit a spark in him. He had taken a course in information theory and knew a little bit about coding theory. And he said, oh, that's interesting. Maybe we could do it over some kind of a finite field or finite ring. And it just unfolded. He came up using integers, a finite number of integers, and defining the arithmetic over this finite, first a field, and later we saw it could be done over a certain finite rings. You could formulate a completely new transform. Well, about the same time that we were doing this, Charlie Rader came up with a number theory transform based on Mersenne numbers. And then we came up with one based on Fermat numbers and developed the properties of that. And it turns out that even though these are remarkable transforms, they're not very practical. And so they've never turned out to be all that useful, but they were quite interesting because we've come up with this transform that did exact convolution. Unlike the regular Fourier transform where you have to use approximations to sine and cosine functions, there is no approximation in the number theory transform. It's exact. Hmm. And you end up with exact convolution.
Uh-huh.
And it's very fast. But it's fast. It uses some peculiar operations in the computer that normal floating point computers are not very well suited for. So it's better done in special hardware or special VLSI designs. And it never became all that practical. But, okay, the number theory transform was one thing. We also did work on prime factor algorithms where you had links, data links, that would be multiples of numbers which are relatively prime. So you'd have 5 times 7 times 8. Mm-hmm. Even though 8 is not a prime number, it's relatively prime, yeah. 7 and 5. And so that link could be broken down into an FFT algorithm. About that time, Winograd's work, this must have been about 75, Winograd's work came out. And we came up with a way of doing a prime factor algorithm. Tom Parks did some work on that. I did some work on that. It turns out that actually Jim Cooley had done some work on that too that he had never published, and we learned about that after the fact. But there was a little flurry of work on these prime factor algorithms.